Arkansas lawmakers are considering a bill that would ban from public schools books written by the late historian Howard Zinn. Zinn was best known for his best-selling alternative history, 1980's A People's History of the United States. It's credited with changing historical writing, telling stories previously untold about war resistors, labor organizers, Native Americans. Nathaniel Bacon's Uprising of the Poor in 1676 makes an appearance. It showed that in the colonies, class lines were already forming. Zinn was a Boston University professor. He died in 2010 at 87. After inspiring legions, including Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, he was their neighbor growing up. They celebrated his work in the film Good Will Hunting.
You want to read a real history book, read Howard Zinn's People's History of the United States. That book will knock you on your ass.
And the book became a bestseller again. We spoke with Howard Zinn in 2008 after a graphic novel version of his People's History was released. We talked about many things, including the ongoing Iraq War.
It is very important for young people to see the persistence of deception, to understand it's not just this war. It's a long historic fact, this fact of deception of the people getting them into war.
We'll have our whole conversation with Howard Zinn at hereandnow.org as we bring in Adam Kirby, who'd like his social studies class at Little Rock Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas, to consider the works of Howard Zinn. Adam is one of hundreds of teachers and librarians in Arkansas who oppose the bill that would ban Zinn's books. Hundreds are writing the Zinn Education Project, asking for copies of Zinn books for their classroom. And Adam, you've also written the sponsor of this bill, opposing the bill. On what grounds?
Well, I do believe that education is ultimately about creating critical minds. And like just that clip you played of Howard Zinn, he's talking about us processing a long and complex history. And our role is to expose young people to as many voices as they can be exposed to. And when you begin to limit a voice, you begin to limit perspective. And when you limit that perspective, you really do create a society that's not excel in critical thinking.
Well, his People's History has been required reading in most schools for years. It was just stunning when it first came out. Columbia University professor Eric Foner said it was one of the first integrated accounts, including the idea that Thomas Jefferson had slaves. It talked about the Great Railroad Strike of 1877, the suppression of the Philippine independence movement, things that had not appeared in history books. There was much applause. There were also detractors. Harvard University historian Oscar Handlin wrote in the American Scholar, "The deranged quality of this fairy tale in which the incidents are made to fit the legend, no matter how intractable the evidence of American history." So he has his critics.
He does have critics. That's part of the dialogue that has to continue. I would not say that we should just read Howard Zinn. I'd say we need to read everybody. I've been teaching 14 years. And the students I see today, as opposed to the ones I saw starting out, they have been surrounded by the internet and technology from day one. They don't have a memory where they don't have a smartphone in their hand. They have access to more information than I could have ever imagined at their age. And so as an educator, it's my job, it's my responsibility to help them see the depth and the breadth of what's going on in the world. And if that's, you know, showing them some Howard Zinn, if that's showing them someone who would critique that idea, then that's my responsibility. And if state legislators or politicians begin to tell public school teachers what they can and cannot put in front of students, I think that really harms our society, which is based on an advanced citizenry reading, thinking critically, and pushing forward with ideas.
Well, the state rep, a Republican, Kim Hendren, who introduced the bill, said his constituents were concerned about some of the approaches Howard Zinn takes to history, and that he, Hendren, has no problem with students reading it, but it's parents who need to be responsible for that. Your thought?
I'm a parent, right? Mm-hmm. And I understand the push of some parents to say, well, let me determine what my child can and cannot learn. And I hear that complaint loud and clear. I would respectfully just add to that. When you begin to think, and I said this in my letter to Hendren, that if you think of our history as a child growing up, America as a child, and we're growing up, we have warts, we have flaws, we have things that need to be addressed. My child is the apple of my eye. I love my daughter. She's wonderful. But to believe that she is flawless, then that's, in my opinion, that is just not the kind of parent that is empowering their child to be successful. I want to see my child wrestle with not only her imperfections, but with the imperfections of our country. because we can always improve.
That's Adam Kirby. He teaches ninth grade social studies at Little Rock Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas, and he is opposing a bill being considered by legislators in the state that would ban the books of historian Howard Zinn. Adam, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
And here's how Howard Zinn once put it. My history describes the inspiring struggle of those who fought slavery and racism, like Fannie Lou Hamer, the labor organizers who led strikes for the rights of working people, like Mother Jones, those who protested war, like Harlan Keller. My hero is not Teddy Roosevelt, who loved war and congratulated a general after the massacre of Filipinos, but Mark Twain, who denounced that massacre. Your thoughts on Zinn's book being banned are welcome at herenow.org, where again we'll have our interview with